The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. We're holding a Masechet Zvachim. Today's daf is Daf Nun Beit, and we are mamish in the middle of the sugya here. And we finally got to the point where we were aimed on the Braita's insistence that the meaning of the word of the Mizbach HaOlah is to tell me that there needs to be a din of Shvicha Shirayim, even on a Korban Olah and other Korbanot where there was no Shvicha Shirayim mentioned. But there's a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, and the way that we got to there was through two, it sounds to us like it's one, but it was through a Kal V'Chomer. And the reason we needed a Kal V'Chomer was because we wondered, why don't we simply use that pasuk to tell me the more direct thing? Not there's a din of Shvichat Shirayim by an Olah, but that there's a din of a Gag Yesait by the Olah, by the original Matanot of the Olah. And we had Rabbi Yishmael say a Kal V'Chomer. He says we don't need a pasuk for that, because even Shirayim need Yesait. So certainly this is going to need Yesod. And for some reason, Rabbi Akiva, the Lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, seemed very straightforward, and yet Rabbi Akiva didn't like it. So Rabbi Yishmael said, to remind you of yesterday, Gag Yesod, Loma Likra Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Let's take a look just a little bit back there at that Kal V'Chomer, on the seventh line, to tell me that we need the Pasuk to teach that the Dam of the Eula, not the Shiore Adam, but the initial Dam of the Eula, is there on the Gaga Yisod. That's obvious. I don't need a pasuk. Why? Because, think about it, it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Shirayim are not coming for Kapara. The Shirayim are the leftovers. Nonetheless, they require the Gag Yisod. So the Tchilat Olah, a carbon where the Dam itself is coming now, is the Iker Kapar of the carbon. Eino din shetuna Gag Yisod. What do I need a pasuk? Ella, it must be that the pasuk is coming to teach me what? That there's a din of Shvicha Shirayim by an Ela and associated carbonus, even when there's no Beferish pasuk that says that. So far, so good. Came along Rabbi Akiva yesterday, and he said, I don't like the way you said that Kal V'Chomer. It should have been said slightly differently. It should have been said, Umash Yarei Chatat, that not only are not Mechaper, but they're not even coming to be Mechaper. So what in the world is that supposed to mean? So to Negag Yesod, Tchilat Olah Shabbat Chaper, anything to Negag Yesod. Fine, I agree with you, but I don't like the way you phrased it. We could say it even more powerfully. Talmud Lomar, El Yesod Mizbech Olah, Ten Yesod Lemizbech Shel Olah, and that was where we got up to yesterday, which was a difference between how to say the Kal V'Chomer that we didn't understand. So today the Gemara wants to explain to me my Binayu. What in the difference in the world is the difference between these two Kal V'Chomers? They're saying the same thing. What do you add by saying, and it's not even coming to be Mechaper? So there's actually, Rav Adabar Ava says, the nafkamina is, there's a machlokas is what the difference is, but Rav Adabar Ava says, the difference is whether Shirayim or Ma'akve. So, Mar Savar Ma'akve, or Mar Savar Lo Ma'akve. Look, when Rabbi Yishmael says that they're not coming for Kapara, that's true. Even if you hold Shirayim or Ma'akve, but Shirayim are not coming specifically to be Mechaper. It's just that if you don't bring the Shirayim, so then you've ruined, you haven't completed the Kapara, which was the Dam that was above. Rabbi Akiva holds that they're not Ma'akev, which means they're not coming to Mechaper on any level. Not only are they themselves not Mechaper, but they're also not coming as an issue in Kapara. Because even if you didn't bring them, it wouldn't have anything to do with the Damim Lamala, which are Mechaper, and that's the difference between them. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't like the way you're saying, not Mechaper, that's the issue, not Mechaper. The issue is that they're irrelevant. That's the issue. So they're not only not Mechaper, they're not even coming to Kapara, they're just a mitzvah. You might as well say they're something else you're supposed to do after bringing a carbon, you're supposed to make a party. What does that have to do with the din of the carbon?
Really bring the carbon?
Well, yes, really. Ruf Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, no, that is not true. Actually, the way we understood all along, even Rabbi Shmuel, who said, Ein Mechaprim, he means they're not necessary. He also held that Shirayim are not Makvim. And actually, Kuli Alma, Shirayim Ein Makvim. So why then does Rabbi Akiva throw in this additional comment? I'll tell you why. Because remember, the Chata Ta'ov also has something that is similar to Shvira Shirai, which is that after we do the Sa'ov on the side of the Mizbeah, we then squeeze out whatever dam is left on the Yisrael. There's no literal Shvira Shirai because you can't pour out of an egg, but there's Mitzui Shirai. And that's the question. The question is the squeezing of the bird after we put the dam on the Mizbeach, that we take that bird and we squeeze it against the Yesod, that's the nafkamina between them. Not the question of real Shvira Shirayim, but rather the din of Chatas of Mar Sover Ma'akev. That's why he says, look, they're not ma'akvim, but I can't say they never come for kapara. They do sometimes come for kapara in a unique case of chatata of where you do the mitzvah levata. And Rabbi Akiva says, they never come for kapara in a boyim lachaper. But if you had wanted to say it clearly, you would have said you would have said shirayim are never boyim lachaper. What do you say in a machaper? You should say it better. That's enough community between them. And in fact, very interestingly, we have a raya that Rav Papa is right, that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shirayim are not ma'akvim, and therefore we can't learn it the way that Rav Ada Bar Ava said, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is whether Shirayim are ma'akvim. Where is that? As follows. The Tanya. We darsh it over here now, the posik by the Parkoy Mashiach. So what does it say over there? That after Natanaka Min Adam, Akabatam is Beach, then it says that Kol Dam Hapar Ishboch El Yisod Mizbach Olash Petach Ol Moed. That was the first mention. We said that even that's extra because he could have just said Ol Moed and not say Mizbach Olah. I understand that's the only Petach, that's the only one that's at the Petach Ol Moed. Fine. That we talked about yesterday. Now let's take a look at that posik, et Kol Dam Hapar Ishboch. What are we talking about if not the par? We've been talking about the par, minatana, koin minatan, and so on, right? And then everything before, lakach, minatan. All of a sudden, that kol dam par, you repeat the par over again, as if, just in case you didn't remember what we were talking about. But what's the point? Matam alamra par. Why are you mentioning the par again? This is a remez now to another par. We made al par Yom HaKippurim. That par Yom HaKippurim also requires matan domim liyasod, which it doesn't say by the par Yom HaKippurim. So think about the Shiare Adam. But we're going to learn out from the din of par Koin Mashiach that the same thing is true about the par Yom HaKippurim. So says Divi Rabbi Akiva. That's not what Rabbi Akiva darshins from the pasuk. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Well, it's not quite so simple because even without this pasuk, it anyway would have been a kal vachomer. Why? Because look, umami she'in nichnas damo lifnim chova to unyeso. A korban that doesn't have to be brought in as a chiyev. I mean, you don't really have to sin if you're the Kohen Gadol in order to bring, you know, it'd be better if you didn't sin. So I can't tell you it's an absolute chiyev to bring a par of a Kohen Mashiach. We hope it doesn't happen, but if it happens, this is what you got to do. Now, by the par Yom HaKippurim, you got to bring it in. Doesn't matter. Everybody can say, we didn't sin this year. Forget about Par Yom Kippurim. Par Yom Kippurim is a din in Yom Kippur. Yeah? All right, so now, if in the case of a Kohen who was Chayte and is bringing now his Chatas, which is the Par Koy B'Shiach, Behora'ah, that's not a Chovah. Nonetheless, forget about the extra word apart. What did it just say? That called Amo Yishpoch, Yisodim Yisbeach. Yeah? Okay. So now I say to myself, gosh, that's even a carbon that really didn't have to be brought at all. Nonetheless, Teres Makvid, bring Shirayim on the Yisod. Shami, Shenichnaz Damo Lefnim Chova, a carbon like the Par Yom HaKippurim that you have to bring, Ein Odin She'taun Yisod, for sure should need a Yisod. Again, Rabbi Akiva doesn't like the way he says that. He's got a better way to put it. Omar Rabbi Akiva, that's not what to say. What you should say is much better. You go die, forget about whether it's a chovah or not a chovah. There, you didn't have to read it. It's an obvious kal vachomer. The kal vachomer is that the par Yom HaKippurim has to go in lifnai v'lifnim. So it's more chomer. Not only does it go lifnim, and to be sprinkled on the parochet and on the Mizbach HaZahav. It also goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, to give a Matana Ben Abadi, right? And there, I'm saying, start from the beginning, Mi She'ein Damo Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim at all. Bein L'Chova, Bein L'Mitzvah, I don't care, even if he did the chet. He still doesn't have to go in. He never goes in. Lifnai V'Lifnim. Nonetheless, Ta'un Yisod, forget about analyzing what's more of a chiyuv. The Par Kor Mashiach, the Par Yom HaKippur. Let's get into those kind of details for. What's the part he claims that that's not an issue? But certainly Lifnai V'Lifnim is an issue. Mish Nichnas Domo Chova Lifnai V'Lifnim, which is on Yom HaKippurim. Obviously, he's going to require Yisod. Okay, now, both of us agree it's a Kal V'Chomer. I just don't like the way you said it. So both of us agree it's a Kal V'Chomer. No, so what? Sometimes the Torah writes things that are Kal V'Chomer. The reason that that's important is because maybe the repetitive pasuk where it isn't necessary for Kal V'Chomer is the equivalent of Shana Lava Katuv La'Kev. Since I would have known this anyway without a pasuk. Now you're coming to add a pasuk, it's as if you said it twice. Therefore, it should be Ma'akev, which would mean Shirayim or Ma'akev. Now here, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are suggesting. So you might think that since it says it twice, once as a Kal V'Chomer and once as an unnecessary pasuk, it's coming to tell me that Shirayim or Ma'akvim. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to make it clear. Yocho Yakvenu, you might think it's Ikuva, Talmud Lomar. That's why it says clearly, by Yom HaKippurim, V'chila Mechaperet HaKodesh. By doing what you just did. Did I mention Shirei Adam? No. And I say, and you just finished. Oh, I did. I thought I learned out from part. Nah, that's not important. So in other words, it's telling you want to complete it. That's completion. V'chilami chaperat ha-kodesh, shilmu kol ha-kaparot kulan. Give it Rabbi Yishmael. Getting back to Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'Chomer, not a problem. Wait a minute. I thought you just said that Rabbi Yishmael was the one who avoided the words v'ena boim l'chaper because shiori adam are ma'akvim kapar. I can't say they don't come at all for kapar. Here, Rabbi Yishmael says beferish. Hey, don't think that shiurim are ma'akim. They're not. So obviously, Rav Papa, who says the issue isn't whether shiurim are ma'akim. Everybody agrees shiurim are not ma'akim. Even Rabbi Yishmael agrees shiurim are not ma'akim. The only issue was nogeya, the din of mitzvah of chatata of. That's all. Seems to be very good. Right. By the way, continues now the brighter. Aha. So now we have a Kal V'Chomer to the Par Kor Mashiach. I mean, if mi she'ein nichnas demo lifnim lo chova v'lo mitzvah, ta'un yesod. Mi she'nichnas demo lifnim, ben lo chova ben lo mitzvah, ne'ot yish ta'un yesod. I mean, let's start with just the Seir Nasi. Seir Nasi doesn't go in at all. So the relationship of the Seir Nasi to the Par Kor Mashiach is the equivalent of the relationship of the Par Kor Mashiach to the Par Yom HaKippurim. Same Kal V'Chomer, right? The Kal V'Chomer was, if the din is that the even a karma that doesn't go the Fnai V'Lifnim requires Shvira Shirayim, Kol Shekein, the Par Yom HaKippurim, which goes the Fnai V'Lifnim, for sure requires Shvira Shirayim. Okay, let's bring that down one notch. Okay, what's the notch? Start with the Seir Nasi, where it also says to bring the Shirayim Bahut. And now say, it's a Kal V'Chomer, that the Par Kor Mashiach, which is Nichnas Lifnim, for sure requires Shvira Shirayim. Even something that's a Nichnas Lifnim at all requires Shvira Shirayim. No. Wait a minute. Hold on. So we have a Kal V'Chomer? Yes, Kal V'Chomer? Okay. So if we have a Kal V'Chomer, we have the same question. If we have a Kal V'Chomer, why did you need to repeat it in the pasuk itself? Why? Must be because you want to repeat it. Even though we do have, Tosis points out, even though we say that sometimes milta da'ati b'Kal V'Chomer tarach ha'katav le'kra, the Torah will repeat things that are said in the Kal V'Chomer, that's only we have nothing to learn from it. But if there's nothing to learn from it, obviously we look for it's being meaningful, it's just that we're not going to say we must have made a mistake because it says, it doesn't mean must have made a mistake. Sometimes there's a difference between a primary limit and a Kal V'Chomer limit. Okay. But in this case, you have a very clear option. What would be the purpose of the terrorist writing it, even though I would have known it on my own for Kal V'Chomer? To make it clear that it's Ma'akev. So now I got to go, and I have to take a look at, again, the pasuk to see. Huh? So maybe indeed the Lashon of it called Amo Yishpoch, called Dam HaPar Yishpoch, maybe that means it's Ma'akev. Therefore, let's read the Kal V'Chomer first. So now you have a Kal V'Chomer, the Par Kor Mashiach Me'ata, okay? as follows. Uma mi she'ein nichnas demo lifnim at all. Lo chovah v'lo mitzvah. To un yesod. Mi she'nichnas demo lifnim. Now over here, Rashi says it's bein l'chovah, bein l'mitzvah is not really that. I mean, because before we use the word is not nichnas chovah, because you don't really have to do it. So, I mean, there's no reason to say these words, but don't let it bother you in case your girsah has it, says Rashi. I do see some girsahs have it. Because all it means is that vis-a-vis the absolute chovah of Yom HaKippurim, it was called not chovah. Vis-a-vis not coming in at all, it's called yes chovah. That's sorry, relative. So it's relatively chovah v'mitzvah. That's all that it means. Okay, and he brings examples of such things. When the Gemara goes through using the same term, in this context, it means the opposite of what it means in the other context. We find out l'gabei chovah, by the way. The chovah l'gabei mitzvah versus chovah. Okay, so therefore that's not a problem. Don't let it... I'm only mentioning it to you because it sounds funny. So you could cut it out in your mind. That way it's easier. The point over here is that we want to learn a kavah chomer of something which is nichnas lifnim, namely the parka and mashiach. Kavah chomer from a chatas that is not nichnas lifnim, namely the sayir. So how do I know? Therefore, continues the Gemara. So then, now that I have the double lashon, yocho yakvenim. So maybe let it be ma'akif, because again we have the double lashon. Talmud lomar ve'et kol dam hapar yishpo. Nitku hakatuv le'asei v'asa'osh yorei mitzvah lomar lecha shirayim einan me'akvim. What does this mean? Nitku hakatuv le'asei. If you take a look at the psukim in the Parko and Mashiach, they all follow the same tzivui, lashon tzivui. So it's ve'alakach hakoin, ve'hizah hakoin, ve'natan hakoin. All of a sudden, ve'et kol dam hapar yishpo. What do you mean? Ve'shafach. What is this? Kol adam yishpo. The change of the entire grammatical construction into the atid instead of the tzivui makes it clear this is not part of that thing. So up until now, we've been discussing, this is what you got to do. And if you don't do it this way, it's kaput. And all of the blood should be also spilled. So clearly, I mean, just listen to the words and you hear the tonality. It's obviously not, you got it? You like it. See? Right? So it's obviously not part of the whole idea of being ma'akev. This clearly tells me, says Rabbi, this is Rabbi Yishmael. So stop trying to give me this business that what Rabbi Yishmael was saying is that I don't want to say in a boyim l'chaper, because after all, they do come to be ma'akev, so sort of they're coming as, that's not what it means. Okay, so what does it mean? It means, the only other explanation we have is Rav Papa's explanation. Namely, that Rabbi Yishmael holds, Nitzrei chatas ha'of is ma'akev. Yeah? That would be the naftamina. Therefore, I don't want to say they're in boim l'chaper. Sometimes, that dam is coming l'chaper. Not exactly the dam in the cup, but the dam in the neck of the chat. So, yes, the Gemara, the problem is that that's also not consistent with Rabbi Yishmael. Because it happens to be, if you take a look at the Braita, you see the Rabbi Yishmael does not agree that Mitzui is Ma'akev. How do we see that? Yes, the Gemara, Besavar, Rabbi Yishmael, Mitzui Chatasov Ma'akev. You bring me a Raya that Rav Papa is right, but only that he's right in what he's claiming Rav Barav is wrong about. But he doesn't seem to be right in offering his other explanation, that are the references to Mitzvah Chatasov, because that doesn't accurately reflect Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Alternative, Rabbi Yishmael. V'hanishar bedam yimatse. So what does it say over there? V'hiza midam hachatat al kira mizbeah. Take the chatat, and now sprinkle it on the kira mizbeah. V'hanishar bedam, and anything that's left over of that blood, yimatse el yisodam is beyach, the same lotion that we have by the korbanos hayachid of chatat behema, the sirat yachid, doesn't say mizbech olah, the sirat yachid, the kivsat yachid, says prefers that lotion, except of course not yimatse, but rather yishpoch. Now that pasuk vahanishar badam yimatse says the Rabbi Yishmael, you know what that means? Hanishar yimatse. Why does the Torah say, and what's left? What do you think? You're going to give it a blood transfusion? Obviously, it's been from Hanishar Yimatse. Elamai, it's coming to tell me. If it's Nishar Yimatse, She'enu Nishar Lo Yimatse. If there's no blood left over, big deal. So what is that telling you? It's not ma'akev. So are you trying to tell me Rabbi Yishmael is the one who says that it is ma'akev, and that's why he wants to avoid the words enam boim l'chaper, but fairish it is ma'akev. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. There's no way to get out of that. But we often do find trei tanoia libe Rabbi Yishmael. There are times when different tanoim in the base of Medrash Rabbi Yishmael say over lima that reflects different than not everybody thought exactly the same way. So fine. That's true. But I'm still tiny. It says Rapoport, when it came to the analysis of this Kal V'chomer about the way in which it's Enam Boim L'chaper, he doesn't want to say that. It just says Enam L'chaper. Nonetheless, it reflects this din. What else could it be? It can't reflect the din of the normal din of Shvicha Shirayim. It could only reflect the din of Mitzvah Shirayim. Omar Rami Bar Chama, everybody always talks about, you know, is there a Tana who holds that there's Shirayim or Ma'akv? So far, everybody we've met, I mean, nobody holds Shirayim is Ma'akv. You're telling me, we thought it was Rabbi Yishmael, now turns out Rabbi Yishmael also doesn't hold Shirayim Ma'akv. I want you to know there is a Tana that holds Shirayim Ma'akv. And that's the following Tana. Hai Tana Sava Shirayim Arma Akvin, Titania. Here we're learning now the halacha of the Achilas Akvin. This is Akvin Amechate Ota. This Kohen who brings your Korban Chatas, this is in the Zotorat HaChatat, and that Kohen, he's the one that should be Yochlenov, and that's, we learn out the din of that Kohen. And it's, for some reason, it says Ota. So Ota always means specifically this, unique. It's coming to say, but not another case where it wouldn't be kosher. So what is that? What exactly is that case? So Ota, meaning only the Korban Chatas that was brought as we were insisting over here, namely that it's put on the Kronot HaMizbeach. But if you don't put it on the Kronot HaMizbeach, instead you put it underneath the Chutas Sikra, that doesn't count. So Ota Shnitanda Malamala, only if the matanot were put above, but lo tashini tanda malamata. Now, think about this. Amrit, chimiayin bata. What made you think that there would be a problem over here that we need a pasuk now to tell me? In other words, there's clearly something that you're saying, otherwise I would have thought there's no problem. Why would you have thought there's no problem? Well, obviously, that was the pasuk we brought way back at the beginning of this whole sugya. If you bring one matana, that's enough. What was that pasuk? V'dam zivachecha yishafech al mizbach Hashem elokecha. That's a generic shvicha. Yeah. So you thought that would teach us that it doesn't matter where, because after all, we do learn from there. Lamadnu l'nitanim b'matan arba sh'im nitanam b'matana achat kiper. You already learned from there that if you give just one, you were told to give four, but if you give one, it's also kosher. That's what Beit Hillel said. Remember. Even one, no more is ma'akev. If it's a chatat chitzona, it's a person of pnimi. Okay? So you might have thought the same thing would be true. Yochol afanitanim lamala shenetanan lamata kiper. So then maybe if I take now the matanot and put them in the wrong place, if I don't give them the same number, maybe I don't have to put it in the same place. Maybe this is what the Torah would like me to do, but maybe if I put it into a different place, it would also be kosher. So yochol afanitanim lamala shenetanan lamata. Kiper, in which case, I should say, perhaps the same thing would be true, even if I put it down on the bottom. Ah, Vedinu. Take a look now, what we would have been led to believe about this with our own logic. We know that the Torah mentions the din of damim here, limala. But dinim, actually, the real lashon in the Gemara should be reversed, because we've been talking about damim lamala. So it should say nemer damim, the initial is nemer damim lamala, not damim lamata. So nemer damim lamala, where's the damim lamata? We have some dam that's put lamata, nikuta sikra. But where is that? That's the chata sa'ov. Remember our simon. The bird flies up. So the olat of is up. Okay, but the chatata of is down. So now the domim that are said lamata by chatas is the chatas sa'ov. The domim that are said lamala by chatas is the chatas behema. Now, just like the damim, ma damim hamurim lamata, shinitanan lema'alan lo kiper. If you bring a chatata oath in the wrong location and you put it above the chutasikra, you are not mechaper. And that we learn out from a pasuk that it says chatati only this way. It can't do it any other way. Avda mimaurim amurim lema'alan. So then it should follow that the chatat be'ema, the dam is used in the same way. And if I take the dam lumala, inata lamata lo kiper. So I took a chatat beima and I brought its dam on the bottom of the mizbeach, it wouldn't work. That's what I would say on my own. It would be ma'ad. Not any psukim dinu. No, that's not a good dinu. Because lo imamarta betachtonim shenitanim benitina lemala. Now hold on, it's a big difference. If you take the damim that are supposed to put on the bottom of the mizbeach, where instead you put them on the top of the mizbeach, that's because they have no business being on the top at all. Ein sofan lamala, there was no need ever in the normal avodah of achatas ha'of. Do you ever put the dam at all above? No. But in the normal avodah of achatas behema, where you start the dam lamala, don't you put the dam lamata? Where? Shlicha shirai. So there's always an element of lamata on damim lamala. But there's no element of lamala on damim lamata. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to learn out one from the other. I mean, here it's exclusive. Something is brought exclusively lamata. And over there, it's also brought lamala, but also lamata. So how, what kind of crazy limud is that? If it says dam that needs to be put, you're telling me, lamala, dam that puts lamala always goes lamata. Maybe that's fine. You're going to learn that out. If it said dam needs to be lamata and stays lamata, never goes lamala, maybe that's why it doesn't work lamala, right? All right. So there, I tell you, let's say that inside. Lo imamarta betachtonim shnitanim benitina lamala. Forget about that. The dam achatat that's put above is possible. Yes, because it's never meant to be put above. Ain't so fun lamala. So over there, ain't achinami. You just learned out from the pasuk. Lo kiper. I agree. Lo kiper. Then, therefore, you're going to come to the conclusion, Tomar be'elyonim, you're going to come to the conclusion that the dam of achatas be'ima, which is meant to be put above the mizbeah, above the chutas sikra, if you put it lamata, it should also not be good. We're over there, shesofam lamata, it should say, sofam is karav lamata, so far so good. Let's just reconstruct the steps. Okay. We are in the middle of trying to figure out why we are looking for the pasuk otah that is coming to teach me that if you do it any other way and you put it in the wrong place, it's no good. So the Gemara says, you only need a pasuk where you wouldn't figure it out on your own. What was the reason that you had a problem figuring out this din on your own? You started off with the limud of the dam zvachacha yishafech, generic shvicha is kosher, doesn't make any difference. Just saying, okay, now I understand why you want the pasuk. If generic shvicha is kosher, it shouldn't matter where on the mizbeach either. The amount of dam doesn't matter. The number of zrikas doesn't matter. So then the place of the zrika doesn't matter. That's what you're bothered by. So you're saying, well, here the Torah is telling me, no, I mean that it's got to be only this way. Otah, and if not otah, forget about it. Now, I'm not convinced. Because I'm saying we could figure this out on our own. How could we figure it out on our own? Without the word otah. Let's take a look at a chatat ha'ov. A chatat ha'ov, it says over there, ikuva, the dam has to be put lamata mechuta sikra. The word dam appears again and again in both stories, the damim of the chatas peima, the damim of the chatas ha'ov. Now, the word dam as used by the chatat ha'ov is uniquely where it's meant to go. So why would you think that the dam of the chatas peima is not meant uniquely where it's meant to go? In that case, above, of course, the chatas peima, that's irrelevant. The point is that that part isn't generic, just like it wasn't generic by the chatat ha'ov. It shouldn't be generic by the chatat peima. So, what? Yeah. Now, so therefore, I still don't understand why you think you need the pasuk. I could figure that out on my own. Says the Gemara, no, you would not figure it out on your own. Because there's an obvious difference between the unique placement of the dam of achatas of, which is only and entirely dan lamata michuta sikra. There's not a tiny bit of it that's put lamala. So maybe over there, of course, the Torah is very mocked, but look, I want everything to be lamala. So therefore, you're going to conclude, well, I mean, it ought to be the same if I take something which is meant to be lamala and I put it lamata. Why ought it be the same? The things that is being put lamala, meaning the chatas behema, always has some element that needs to be put lamata. So therefore, maybe it really doesn't matter if you do the whole thing lamata. Isn't that a simple argument? Therefore, you say, I wouldn't figure it out myself, and therefore I need my otah. So stop bothering me about why I need otah. to which we come back and say, no, I'm still going to bother you. Because I think we could figure it out on our own, a different way. Let's figure it out like this. There are chataot pnimiot. Yeah, okay. Let's take a look at the chataot pnimiot. Says the Gemara, damim ha-pnimiim yochichu. Kind of, look, there we have exactly the same situation. Every chatat ha-pnimit. Give me some examples of a chatat pnimit. Okay, so let's take a look at those. Are those all meant to be brought indoors? Yes. But do they all have a component that's outdoors? Yes. Shvicha Shiran. So now look, what's the din if you would bring them outdoors and not indoors? Ah, come on, baby. That's bad news. Because the chatot ha-pnimiot, every last matan is market. Where it is. Now we learned that early in the Masechta. So this business about, well, it's going to end up there anyway, so it doesn't matter, is a ridiculous argument. When it's going to end up there anyway, it does matter, right? So, and the halacha over there is, let's see this inside. Some of their dam is brought, is sofan bachutz, that's what it should say. Sofan bachutz, nonetheless, im netanan bechila bachutz, but what if you start the dam outside? So you see that this argument is a nonsensical argument. The point is that the same way that the chatas was given its particular chatas ha'of, a particular place lamata, chatas beimes were given a particular place lamata, just like the chatot ha'pnimiyim, what are you going to say? Since some piece of it is given outside, therefore that makes a difference. I give the whole thing outside. Specious argument. Wait, not so fast. So what are we saying, therefore, that Mamela, I should be able to figure it out on my own? Because the business of, it's going to end up there anyway, I showed you, it doesn't matter. So why do you need that pasuk again? Ah, I'll tell you why. Because lo imamart b'damim ha-pnimim. It's a big difference. When it comes to the chatas that is brought inside, the reason that I am, in fact, unable to bring it outside is because ein mizbeach hapnimi mimarkan. The point over there is that what it is that you do is not their complete aveda on that mizbeach, you see. And because of that, they are much more chamur. It's all very nice where you complete doing something on a... You could say, okay, so if I'm doing something on the mizbeach, the Torah doesn't care so much if it's this mizbeach or that mizbeach. But in this case, you are not doing something on the mizbeach. You never complete their aveda by doing it on the mizbeach. And we don't know what that means. It sounds like you're saying that the mizbeach hapnimi won't even help. Because you're going to have to do the Shvicha Shiraim outside, and if you don't, it's not going to work. That's what it sounds like. Right? Okay, so, the damim apnimim, shemiz be'ach apnimim memarkan, tomar be'elyonim, share kronot memarkototan. On the other hand, if you're talking about a chatat chitzona behima, which is meant to be brought entirely on the mizbeach above, the kronot complete the entire thing that's necessary to be done. Im natanan lemata, they're kosher. That's why I need a pasuk, because there's no way that I could have derived that they would be pasul. Talmud lomar ota, only as prescribed. Ota shiritan damim lamala, velo shiritan damam lamata. Hey, so what was that business? What was that business? About ein mizbeach hapnimi memarkan. I'll tell you what it was, and that's where we see that these Tanoim over here, they all seem to agree that the Shiraim are Ma'akvim. I'll tell you what it is. It's the Shiraim, right? Lav Elo Shiraim, or what else were they talking about? It's not done completely on the Mizbeach. It is done completely on the Mizbeach. Homelei Rava. That's idiotic. You just disproved yourself. You literally just disproved yourself. Because if that were the case, and we're referring to Shiraim Ma'akvim, so then, you want me to make an argument for you? That... You need to think about it. If that would be the case, make a straight out kavachomer. Take the kavachomer. Forget about your pasuk. Just say like this. If the shiraim apnimiim, which in the end absolutely must be brought bechova bachutz. And nonetheless, the din is that if you start doing them bachutz, they're not mechaper. So obviously the dam, which is completely done lamalan, and the shiraim are not ma'akev, you want to do some of them lamata? What, are you crazy? So what do you need a pasuk of ota? The very thing that you're claiming is the reason for the pasuk of ota, proving that Shiraim, Arma Akron, and the premium, disproves the need for the pasuk. Ah, come on, man. You're not following the chess move. Now, if this were a game, you would love it. That was a stunning checkmate. did you think that that's what it meant? How did you get away with saying that it's because we're referring to the domim that are safe on Bachutz and that they would be ma'akev? It's absurd. Because then you disprove your own argument, because then you do not need ota, because you have a kal vachomer to prove that it will be ma'akev. Okay, so therefore, I'll tell you what it means. You want to know what that business means? But ena mizbeach apnimi memarkan has nothing to do with shirayim. The point is that you're trying to bring me a raya from cases where it's not sufficient to do the avoda on the mizbeach apnimi. You also have to give some of that dam on the parochet. So that's the point. Where the mizbeach is the whole story. So if the mizbeach is the whole story, it doesn't matter. But the mizbeach is not the whole story. You're going to tell me the relationship of the dam bifnim, some of which is on the parochet and some of it is on the mizbeach, can be equally addressed by putting on the mizbeach achitza. So that's crazy. Of course it can't be equally addressed. Therefore you can't bring any raya from the chatos hapnim. It's a beautiful argument. I get that inside. Therefore, says Rav, I'll tell you what it means. It means like this. The din of Ela, ein mizbeach hapnim mimarkan, is to be understood as follows. Ein mizbeach... Yeah. Oh, ein mizbeach apnimi mimarkan means ein mizbeach apnimi mimarkan bilvad. Ela parochet, since you need the parochet, memela, you cannot have a raya from here about the dinim of the typical halacha where it's just mizbeach for mizbeach. Therefore, it doesn't count. Your raya. Tana Rabbana. This was a limud that we learned before, which is the lush. Remember, we said before, Talmud Lomar, V'chila, Michaper, that means the Torah, back in the four lines up, with the Amid Aleph from the big lines, Talmud Lomar, V'chila, Michaper, Sakredesh, you don't have to worry about the Shirayim. Shemu kolav kaparot kulam, tibi Reb Yishmol. And the truth is that we know, because earlier in the Masechta we discussed that word, v'chila michaper, when we were looking at the issue of whether the dam inside is ma'akev. So according to Reb Yud, it said chuka. That was the question, but only it says chuka on the things that are not in the tnai v'lifnim. So the question is, how do we know things that aren't done in the tnai v'lifnim and that were done in the hekel, they were ma'akev? That's how we got onto this discussion. We don't have to remember that, but just in case it rings bells and you're wondering, didn't I just learn that? Yes, you did. But here is the Makar in the Brayta. So Tana Rabbana. V'chila michaper. How do we read that, says Rabbi Akiva? Im kiper kila. Look, as long as you did the whole kapara, you're finished. You did everything you got to do. But im lo kiper, if you didn't do the whole kapara, meaning you left out any one of these matanot, then lo kila. Then you did. Tiber Rabbi Akiva. Amala Rabbi Yehuda, why are you saying it that way? Why don't you say it? Im kila, I mean it says v'chila michaper, you're reading it backward. Im kiper kila, why not say im kila kiper? If you finished everything, then you achieve the kapara. V'im lo chila lo kiper. And that teaches us, between the two of them, im chiser achat mikala matanot, lo asa v'lo klum. That ending is an ending both for Rabbi Akiva and for Rabbi Yehuda. Now, they seem to be saying basically the same thing. So, my binayu, there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as to what the difference is between Rabbi Akiva's approach and Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Charamar mashmaut dorshin ikiminayu. One of them, we're not sure if it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says they're not arguing at all. It's a semantic argument. But it's an important semantic argument because really, there. Think about what the issue is compromising over here semantically. If you say v'chila michaper, and you say that has to mean im kiper kila, then you have to persuade me that when it says im kiper, it means all of the listed issues. Because I could turn around and say to you, now, wait a minute, it doesn't say what the kapara is. So, in the same way that we find in the chataot achitzoniot, only one matan is ma'akev, how do you know that that's not true over here? Im kiper kila, you don't have to worry about the rest. You're claiming it means im kiper with all of the above. I'm not persuaded of that. Therefore, I ask you, says Rabbi Yehuda, does it make more sense to say that if you finish everything, kila, then and only then you're mechab? Why indeed would Rabbi Akiva not like that? Because since we learned out the din of the requirement for Shvichat Shirayim by the Parakon, it's true, we learned it out from elsewhere. And it's true that right here in the actual sugya of the Par Yom HaKippurim, it doesn't say it, but Rabbi Akiva says, if you're going to darshan v'chila, maybe v'chila means you're bechala everything, even those things which are not noted above, but which we know from elsewhere, and then and only then it's keeper, which wouldn't be true, because then you'd be saying shirayim or ma'akvim. So therefore, each one of these approaches is a compromise. Therefore, we're dealing here with a very subtle judgment issue as to which one is more semantically supportable. It's not just, why not say it this way? So the question is whether, on the balance, keeping to the direction of the pasuk, v'chila michaper, is more kedai than getting into the question of, yes, I'll be able to argue it out with you, but as far as the language is concerned, which one is nicer? But that's a mashmaot dorshin. That's one approach. Now the other said, no, it's not a mashmaot dorshin. It makes all the difference in the world. If you say v'chila, and only if you're chila, you're mechaper, then indeed you're saying shirayim or ma'akvim. And it's a real machlokas. Because I don't want to say shirayim or ma'akvim. Therefore, I say in keeper. And nobody holds shirayim or mechaprim. There's ma'akiv kapara. Therefore, I say the right way to say it is v'chila mikaper, that the keeper is the chila, and nothing else. Whereas if you're saying no, only if you're machala everything, then do you have your kapara, means that without it, it's back of the kapara. Brilliant. So again, it would be a very important machlok, it's not a semantic machlok. So one of them says, it's just a mashma'ut dorshin, ikebenayu. And the other one says, again, we don't know who, charamar shirayim ma'akvim ikebenayu. It's a real machlok as to whether shirayim or ma'ak. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who, the amar shirayim ma'akvim. I can prove that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is the one who holds that the machlokas between them is shirayim ma'akvim, because I know that there's a place where Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says the words, according to the man di Omar who holds shirayim ma'akvim. Where did he get that from? Must be this machlokas over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Somebody holds shirayim ma'akvim. You weren't able to prove it, Rami Bar Chama. Well, at least I didn't think so, says Rava. Okay, but over here we find indeed that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the words, Tistayim, we can prove, we can conclude that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who said Shirayim Ma'akvim. You know why? Because Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Ledivrei Ha'omer, Shirayim Ma'akvim. If you hold that Shirayim are Ma'akvim, and something happens to the par, so then you can't just start from where you're at, you got to start all over again. Because then what are you going to do with the Shirayim of the original Dam? So then you wouldn't be able to do what we said before. Well, it's okay, you spilled out the dam, start. Just keep moving, take another par. And this will be a par that is shechted three times, right? You can't do that, because what happened to the original Shiari Adam, which is Ma'akev? You'll have to start all over. Okay, so obviously he holds, there's a man the armor that holds Shirayim Ma'akev. There you go. That proves that he must be learning that. Says, well, what are you talking about? We find exactly the same lashon with Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nehemiah, who said that the din is if you bring Shiori Hadam, we had this also, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, that you're going to be Chayev. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say about that, remember? Well, he must be going like the Man D'Omer hold Shirayim Ma'akvim. I knew. So now both of them hold Shirayim Ma'akvim. Come on. Obviously, you can refer, I mean, the fact that you hold somewhere, somebody said Shirayim Ma'akvim means it's got to be this particular machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. If I'm going to ask you after you concluded, so how do you explain the fact that Rabbi Yochanan, oh, he was referring to some other Tana that held Shirayim Ma'akvim. Oh, no. So then, so was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We still have no idea who was referring to the other Tana, and who was referring to this Tana. So you're back where you started from. So let's see that inside. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nehemiah, who says that if you bring Dam Bachut, Shiori Adam, you're Chayev, and he said it obviously according to Mandi Amar, Shirayim or Ma'akvin, and you're claiming Rabbi Yochanan doesn't even hold that there's someone. Ella, what are you going to say? The fact that he says Kid Divrei HaOmer doesn't mean these particular cases of the Tanoim. Lava Hani Tanoim, maybe there's some other machlokas. No. So the same thing is true of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Achidami. He said it Kid Divrei HaOmer. Somebody. Did he say that somebody was? Lava Hani Tanoim. What makes you think it was these Tanaim? It was some Tanaim. So everything is still just fine. My Binayu. Omer of Adabarava, Shirayim Ma'akvim, Ikebinayim, Marsav, Ma'akvim, Marsav, Lom, Ma'akvim. But Papa Omer, nah, Kuli Omer, Shirayim Ma'akvim. Doch, wenn ich zu ich hatte auf Ma'akev, komm ich frage, mal so war Ma'akev, und mal so war lo Ma'akev. Tanja kavati durf Papa, ve et kol dam hapar ishpoch. Why do you repeat the word hapar? Madam lamar hapar, limed al par yom ha-kipurim, shita'un matan damim liso, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, kal v'chomer, uma im mi she'en nichnas damo lifnim chova. Because we would rather you wouldn't have sinned in the first place. Nonetheless, ta'un yisod, mi she'nichnas damo lifnim chova, ben yom ha-kipurim, eno din she'yita'un yisod. Om Rabbi Akiva, boy, what a weird way to bring the kal v'chomer. What you should have said was, uma mish in damo nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. At all. Ben l'chova, ben l'mitzva, to'un yesod. Mi sh'nichnas damo chova lifnai v'lifnim. Eno din sh'to'un yesod. Now that we know it from the kal v'chomer, is the repetitive pasuk therefore a shana alav ha'katuv la'akev? Yocho yakvenu? No. Tamad lomar, as it says in Yom Kippur, v'chila mikaperes ha'kodesh. That's it. Shemu kol ha'kaparot kulan. Right there. Without the Shvi'a Shirayim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now, you can make exactly the same kal v'chomer with the parakoy Mashiach me'ata. Uma mi she'ein nichnas tamo lifnim at all. Lo l'chova v'lo l'mitzvah. To'un yesod, mi she'nichnas tamo lifnim. Bein l'chova, bein l'mitzvah. Eno din she'ton yesod. So now we again have a kal v'chomer and a pasuk. You might think that that means it should be ma'akev. Talmud lomar ve'et kol dam hapar yishpoch. And by breaking now the series of the velakach and the yikach yitain and so on, instead of saying shafach, it says kol dam hapar yishpoch. Nitko hakatuv le'asei v'yasor shiori mitzvah lomar. That Shirayim are not ma'akev. So we're left with mitzvah chatas ha'ov. So va Rabbi Yishmael, mitzvah chatas ha'ov ma'akev. V'otan edivei Rabbi Yishmael, v'anish'ar b'dam yimatzei. That means, if it's nish'ar b'dam yimatzei, but if it's not nish'ar b'dam, who cares? Lo yimatzei. So it's obviously not ma'akev. This is Rabbi Yishmael. Treitan ha'ya libet of Rabbi Yishmael. Omri Rami Barchoma, well, look, there is a tana here. Hi, Tana Sabashurai Ma'akve. Titana Akoina Machate Ota. Ota Shiritanda Malamala Velo Ota Shiritanda Malamata. Amrit, what do I need that for? But Vichimiain Bata. Chosh, Nema Vedam Zivachacha Yishafecha Mizbacha Shemalokecha. Lomad Nuno Nitanim Babatan Arba. Shiim Nitanan Bematana Chat Kiper. So you're concerned with Yochol afa nitanim lamala, shnitanam lamata should be just as kiper. Well, nah, I wouldn't have thought that, because dinu. Nemru damim lamala, v'nemru damim lamata, ma damim ru lamata, shnitanam lamala, lo kiper, af damim amurim lamala, im natan lamata lo kiper. Ah, no comparison. Lo im amret betachtonim shnitanim benitina lamala. That's ain't so fun lamala. Of course, so lo kiper, because they only had their own place. But you're therefore going to conclude that Elyonim Shidatanan Lamata, we're sofaner anyway, Lamata. So obviously, I still got to prove it. No, you don't. Damim apnimim yochicho. She yesh me, that should say she's sofan bachut. Nonetheless, im nitanan betchila bachut lo kiper. Yeah, lo im amret, but damim apnimim. She im izbeach apnimim emarkan. Tomar Belyonim, Shari Kiranot Markotan, Im Netanan Lamata Ksherim. That's why I need Ota. Ota Shinitan Damim Lamala, Velo Shinitan Damalamata. Now, I ask you, says Rami Bachoma, how do you read those words? She'im Mizbeach Apnimim Markan. In what sense? Obviously, a reference to the Shiraim, which proves that Shiraim remarked. Amalei Rava, that's ridiculous. Iachi, then the whole thing, you just undid your own argument. Teite bekal v'chomer. If Shirayim apnimiim, she'sofan chova b'chutz, and nonetheless, as an betchila b'chutz lo kiper, then for sure, anitanim lamala, she'ain sofan chova lamata, because everybody agrees, Shirayim are not ma'akev on the chata'ot achitzoniim, and as an betchila lamata, so for sure, anitin shelo kiper. I'll tell you what it means. It means Ella Ena Mizbeha Bidim Markan, meaning all on its own, it doesn't complete it. Because you also need the parochet. Without the parochet, you're dead. Therefore, it's all different argument. Tan Rabbanan. V'chila michaper, speaking of the question of the Shirayim or Ma'akvim. So here we find the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yudah. How do we dodge v'chila michaper? Im kiper kila, and lo kiper lo kila, divi Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Yudah, why not just read it straight? Mibdema lo nomar, im kila kiper, lo kila lo kiper. Now, both of us agree, of course, that this means v'chisrachad v'kola matanot, lo asav lo klum. So what's the difference? Well, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue about what's the difference. One says there is no difference. It's just a question of mashma'ut dorshini kebeinayo. V'charam, of course, it's a major difference. If you say v'chila mikaper, and that means only in kila, it means you got to finish the shirayim. And that's the difference. Now, we don't know which one said what. Yes, we do. I can conclude it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Amr Shiraim or Ma'akvi. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi refers to a putative man, the Amar, who holds Shiraim or Ma'akvi. He says, the Dibre Amr Shiraim or Ma'akvi, what would you do if you knock over the dam on Yom Kippur? You'd have to start over again, because where are you going to get the Shiraim from? So, mevi parachad, umatchil batchila b'flim, you got to start all over again. And what does that prove? Oh, to Rabbi Yochanan, let lay high svara. You find exactly the same language in Rabbi Yochanan, a different context. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Where did Rabbi Nechemiah get the idea that if you bring Shiori Adam Bachutz, that you're Chayim? Because he's saying, Kedivrei Omer, Shirayim Ma'akvim. So how are you going to explain the fact that he's saying something that he doesn't think exists? Obviously, you're going to say, Kedivrei Omer, but doesn't mean these particular Tanoim, Lav Lani Tanoim. So, then that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi means. Achanami. Kedivrei Omer. Whoever that is, I don't know who that is. But it's love, I need that money.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we're actually in the middle of the sugya, because what we were trying to discover, we've gotten right up to the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who explain why it is that we should use the words of Yesed Mizbeach or Mizbeach Olah to tell me that the Mizbeach requires Yesod no matter what it is that's brought on it. In other words, that all Karbonas, even those Karbonas where it doesn't say specifically that there's a din of Shvi'at HaShirayim LeYesod, such as the Korban Eila itself, or Katosi Ayachi, the only place where we found it, where we, such as Katos or such as Eila or Asham and so on. The only place that we found it really was in the Parsha of the Parker in Mashiach, the Parsha of Davar Shel Tzibur, the Soyer Nasi, and then we have the Katos of the Yachi. So that, why shouldn't we use it to just tell us the din of Eila, as it says Mizbeach Olah? So we were living the diet yesterday, and it turns out that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva both say because we would be able to know that from a Kal V'Chomer. And the problem that we had was trying to understand the difference between Rabbi Akiva's Kal V'Chomer and Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'Chomer, because basically it's the same words. Let's read it inside, just to review what that Kal V'Chomer was, because today we have to continue to understand the difference between them. Says Rabbi Yishmael, we were seven lines down from the top, Rabbi Yishmael, God Yisod Loma Likra, I wouldn't need a posik to tell me the halach of Shvi'at HaShirayim for God Yisod, because it's a Kal V'Chomer, Umashi Yarei Adam She'ina Mechaperest, Una Gag Yisod, Tchila Seilo She'bechaperest, and Adin Yishit Una Gag Yisod. It's obvious to me, says Rabbi Shmuel of Kal V'Chomer, if the Shirayim of a Korban Chatas, which are not required for the Kapora, nonetheless require Gag, and you cannot put them on the Zekifa, on the vertical component, so Koshikain, actual Matones at the Dam of the Eila, would require a Zekifa, you wouldn't be able to Gag, and you wouldn't be able to simply put them on the Zekifa of the lower part of the Mizbeach on the Yisod. Rabbi Akiva seems to say exactly the same thing, except he adds some words that appear redundant. I'm Rabbi Akiva. The way I would put it is to say, and here's what he adds. Ve'ein bo'in l'chaper. Sounds the same thing as ein l'chaper. Ein l'chaper. Ve'ein bo'in l'chaper require Gog Yisod. So the Tchila of an Eila, which is Mechaperes, and it's Bo'a l'chaper. What is this? What is he referring to? Ein Odin Shetun Gog Yisod. That's what we learned yesterday. Since we both agree that there's a Kal V'chomer, although I feel mine is more refined, says Rabbi Akiva, in Kain Ba'at Abelomer Yisod is Ba'afo'olah, this pasuk therefore has to be interpreted as Tein Yisod L'mizbeach Shaloylah, that the carbon, any carbon that's brought in the Mizbeach of the Eilah, and the Mizbeach Achitza, requires a Shvich HaShirayim. Fine, no, we did that yesterday. Starts the Gemara today, Nun Beis. My Benayu, what is actually the difference between the way Rabbi Shmuel is phrasing this Kal V'chomer and the way Rabbi Akiva is phrasing the Kal V'chomer? Omer Avana Bar Abba Shirayim Akvim Ika Benayu. There's a very big difference. Because something can be coming not L'chaper, such as these Shirayim. They're not coming to be L'chaper. The Kapor is done by the Dam and the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, if you hold that Shirayim are Ma'akev, the Kapor, so then, in a roundabout way, they are coming to be mechaper, because without them, the damim elyonim are not mechaper. That's what I'm trying to add over here. So I'm saying, not only are they not mechaper themselves, but they're not even required for the kapara of the damim that are put l'mal. Now, apparently, Rabbi Yishmael, who leaves that out, holds that indeed, even though they're not mechaper themselves, they're ma'akif the kapara of the damim elyonim. That's a very significant difference. That very definitely accounts for the difference in their lashon. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, no, it's not true. And as we'll see later on, Rav Papa knows that for a fact even Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shirayim are not ma'akvi. He can't say this explanation in Rabbi Akiva. El the pshat is, Hocha b'mitzui chatos ha'if ma'akvi k'miflikin. The truth is that the concept of Shirayim has to be extended to one additional area that we've never discussed, namely the Chatas Ha'if, where you never mekabel the dam of a Chatas Ha'if in a container. You actually use the body as the container for the dam, and you zorek it from the body, and then you squish any leftovers of dam, which is called mitzui, against the yesod of the Mizbeah. And that is the equivalent of Shvita Shirayim, which is poured, and in those carbonates where the dam is taken in a kos. And over here, that's what they're arguing. They're not arguing about the general Shvita Shirayim. The question is, Lagabe Mitzvah Chatas Ha'ov. Mitzvah Chatas Ha'ov, there you have a machlokas. And that's, I agree with you, the language is absolutely, absolutely correct. That the way to understand the language between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is the way Rabbi Abba Bar Abba said it. Except that Rabbi Abba Bar Abba said that there's a general machlokas about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvi between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That we'll see isn't true. But he's right in that there's a specific case of Shvita Shirayim, sort of, which is Mitsui, equivalent of Shvita Shirayim. And there indeed there is such a machlokas. And there indeed Rabbi Shmuel holds that mitzui, or that type of so-called Shvita Shirayim, would in fact be ma'akev, which accounts for his language. He didn't want to say that there ain't on the boyin l'chapora. I mean, there's two different elements. They're not ma'akev, but in a sense, they're ma'akev kapora. And in fact, Tani Kavasi the Prophet says, the Gemara, there is actually a brisa that proves that Rabbi Yishmael agrees that generally speaking, Shirayim are not ma'akev. And therefore, Rabbi Abba Bar Abba's explanation that according to Rabbi Yishmael over here, Shirayim are ma'akev can't be right. Because it says on the diak in the Pasuk, B'negea, the Par Kayin Mashiach, why does the brisa says like this? It's called Dam HaPar Yishboch. Now, it could easily have said, Ve'eskol hadam yishboch. When we're talking about a par, we have to repeat a par. It says, Kol dam hapar yishboch, mata b'lomar hapar. What are you throwing in again to talk about hapar? Ah, this is a new concept. The par is actually a reference to par yom ha-kipurim, and it's a limate al par yom ha-kipurim, shetaun matan damim li yisod, divrei Rebbe. This comes to teach us that the Par Yom Kippur requires Matan Dam to the Yesod. In other words, that there's a Shirayim on the Par Yom Kippur. We never said anything about that in the actual Parsha of Yom Kippur. But we will learn it out of the Par Koin Mashiach. Omer Rabbi Yishmael, it says Rabbi Yishmael, now look, that raises a problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. Because the truth is, even without that Pasuk, we know that the Dam would require on Yom Kippur, would definitely require Shvicha Shirayim from a Kal V'chomer anyway. What's the Kal V'chomer? Because I would have said, look, Kal V'chomer, Kuma mi she'ein nichnas damo lifnim chova ta'un yesod. If a carbon that is not being brought inside the Beis HaMikdash as a chova, now, you certainly can't say that the Par Koyim Mashiach is a chova. I mean, we'd much prefer that he would never have sinned and wouldn't need to bring this Par. So even a type of Par that has no chova, it's just that if it happens, it happens. Nonetheless, the Torah is saying you must be careful to take the Shirayim of that Dam and its Ton Yisod. The Par of Yom HaKippurim, which has to be brought in as a chayv every year, that's what you have to do. So isn't it clear that the Torah is going to be makbid with the same halakha if it hadn't said the word par over here again? It could have said kol damo. Rabbi Akiva says, hold on a minute. That Kal V'chomer can be said a lot better than the way you said it. You should say it like this. Uma mi she'in damo nichnas lifnai velifnim. You have a carbon of the Par Koyim Mashiach. There's no reason for it to be brought with Bible of Zim whatsoever. Whether you're talking about chayva, whether you're talking about a mitzvah, now over here, this is a little confusing. And Rashi doesn't even like this lashon, ben lechayva, ben lemitzvah, because the word chova in the case of mitzvah is being used in a completely different way than we used chova a minute ago. A minute ago, we used chova in the sense of something that is required under any and all circumstances. Now, what are you going to say? Bein lechova, bein lemitzvah. I mean, in the sense of mitzvah means lechatchila, and chayva means la'akev. It's a completely different meaning of chayva. I mean, it's confusing. I mean, it's not disastrous, as long as we keep our minds straight that over here the word bein lechayva, bein lemitzvah is not the same sense of the word chayva previously. Okay. But in any event, the important thing that Rabbi Akiva is adding in is that you should be able to make a Kal V'chomer on two points. It's not just standard shot that the Par Koyim Mashiach doesn't come L'chaifa. It doesn't come even if it would have been L'chaifa. So it has absolutely no fear. There's no mitzvah, even if you end up needing to bring it, which we'd rather wouldn't have happened anyway. But even if you do need to bring it, you certainly don't bring it L'chaifa L'fnim. You only bring it L'fnim. There's no din of Ben Abadim towards the Kapeiras on a Par Koyim Mashiach. Nonetheless, the Torah is makpid that Dan requires the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaKitzei for the Shirayim, correct? So, Misha Nichnas, Dan Lo Chovah. So, first of all, we have a Chayva on the Par of the Yom HaKippur. And secondly, where is the Dan brought? Not just the Tzim. It's brought with Naivilat Tzim. So, it's brought with Naivilat Tzim. I need a Pasuk to tell me that it requires Yisod, obviously. You know, didn't you tell in Yisod? Now, that we have those Kal V'chomers, we get back to the words that Rabbi Yishmael is really coming to explain. Okay, being as this is the case, when we now have the repetition of the word as kol dam hapar to tell me that the par is a reference to the par yom kippur, what we're doing is we're reiterating something that we would have known from a Kal V'chomer anyway. In which case, perhaps we should look at it as a repetition. Because any reiteration when it comes to kachin teaches us ikuvah. And as Tosis points out, even though we have a klal, that when something can be learned from a Kal V'chomer, the Torah will often repeat it. But we also have a klal that wherever we can learn something new from that repetition, we ought to. So we can learn something new from this repetition. Hefet ikla midrash darshina. We can be doing something, namely ikuva. It was had we only known it from a Kal V'chomer, it was okay, it's a mitzvah. The Torah wasn't chazer on it to be ma'akev. But now that it's repeating it with the extra word par, dama par, so now maybe it should be ma'akev. Therefore, in order to avoid that implication, comes along the Torah to say, v'chila michaper es hakedesh, shilmu kol akaparot kulam. Vive Rabbi Yishmael. The point over here says the Torah, by the parsha of the actual Zerika, Bifnim of the Parkoin Mashiach, of the Bifar Yom HaKippurim. So it says, and he shall complete the Kapora on the Kadesh, and then finally then the Kohen goes out and he does his other, this is not where it talks about Shemesh HaShirayim, obviously. So you see that the Torah is saying, you finish doing what I just said, all the matzonos above, inside the Eichal, and inside the Tzai V'lifnim, then you are Mechaper. Mechila Mechaper Sakadosh, that's it. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now, this of course is a discussion only legabei Par Yom HaKippurim. But we can have exactly the same discussion when it comes to the Par Koyim Mashiach itself. Because the Par Koyim Mashiach, the truth is we have three levels of Purim. We have the Par of Yom HaKippurim with the Dan is Niflas and Zagalithin. We have the Par Koyim Mashiach and the Par Elam Dovish of Tzibur where the Par is Niflas, the Dan Par is Niflas Bifnim. And then we have also the Sawyer of a Nazi, which the same dinim appear in which over there it also says to take the Shirayim and pour them out, which is brought by Chutzbachal. So there's three levels of Chatoros over here. Why did the Torah have to say the same thing about the Parkoi Bashiach Bechlau? Why did she have to say this called Dam Hapar Yishfoch? Why wouldn't I say, well, if a Sawyer has to have the Shvichas Adam, and that's brought Pachutz, you can make the same Kal V'chomer. You could say, Umami she'en nichlas damo lifnim lo chova v'lo mitzvah ta'un yesod. If the Sayer Nasi, which requires no dam at all, bifnim, in any case, it's done entirely Pachutz like a normal Chatas Yochit. So, nonetheless, the Sayer is makpit to put it on the yesod. So, Kol she'en the part of the Kohen Mashiach,
on both levels of it. From the lowest level, you can make a kavachomer for both.
Right, but I'm saying, true, but we want to show how each one is a separate reason, because we need different pesukim to tell me one shouldn't be, because after all, in the end, we require the first limud in order to get the second limud.
Right.
Yeah. So, eino din sheton yesod. Therefore, I can ask about the Par Koyim Mashiach also. Maybe I should look at the repetition of Par Koyim Mashiach as a La'ake, since I could have learned it out from a Kal V'chomer. So I ask the same question over here. Yocho Yachvenu, does that mean now that when it comes to the Par Koyim Mashiach, Shvicha Shirayim should be Ma'ake? Talmud Omar, Ve'etz Kol Dam Hapar Yishpoch. Now, if you look carefully at the language, if you go through the entire Parsha, it always talks about a verb and its object, in that order. V'lakach ha-kohen, v'natan ha-kohen, v'hizah ha-kohen. Now, it's obviously talking about a transitive verb with its object in the correct order. The Kohen goes, he takes, he does, he pours. When it comes to this, we switch all of a sudden to taking the object, the es kol dam afar. And that, so what are you doing? What you're doing is you're saying, now whatever is left over, you know, do that for the leftovers. That clearly it's not part of the order of do this, do that, do that. So you see that the change in the structure of the sentence is to tell me that nitko hakatuv la'aseh. The pasuk essentially has switched around its language in order to simply cut it off from the previous list and attach it to, I mean, the word la'aseh over here is a strange, it seems to be a play on words. It's a v'lada nitik la'aseh. But it doesn't really fit. The Shita takes it out. And it's not that it's a completely unusable language, because it would mean over here, Nitko HaKatuv, the Pasuk takes it out of the general Chiyuv into sort of an assay in the sense of it's a mitzvah, a good thing to do. But it's highly unlikely that the Gemara was meant to be, it's probably a supposed sofer, because usually the word Nitko HaKatuv goes along with the word Latzei, when it comes to the din of a lav hanitak la'aseh, it's probably an interpolation. But what it should say is nitko akatul, the pasuk has cut it off from the previous list, and the atzaoshi are mitzvah, and now it turned it into leftovers, that it's not to teach me that the shirayim are not ma'akev. V'malach ha-shirayim in ma'akev. So therefore, since this is Rabbi Yishmael's own drasha, so how could Rav Ada Bar Ava say, well, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, is about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvin, and Rabbi Yishmael holds Shirayim is Ma'akvin. The whole point of Rabbi Yishmael here is to show that Shirayim are not Ma'akvin, not by the power of the Yom Kippur, and not by the Krakot Mashiach. And that's a riot. The Rapapa, who says that the only meaning to the Machlokas and the difference of language between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in our original Kal Vachomer about whether we could make the Kal Vachomer Lagave Gad Yesod, with the difference between Boyin Lechaper or just plain Lechaper, that is probably limited to one particular case. And what is that one particular case? The so-called Shvicha Shirayim of the Mitzui of the Dam of Achata Sa'ov, which is similar to Shvicha Shirayim. Yeah, the only problem is that we also happen to have a very unfortunate brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Mitzui Achata Sa'ov itself is not Ma'akev, in which case the same argument that was used by the Pope against Rabbi Barab would be used against the Pope himself. Because it happens to be that even when it comes to Mitzvah Chatzos, it's not Ma'akev, believe Rabbi Shmuel, in which case there's something wrong with the whole interpretation over here of the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, are you trying to tell me Sava Rabbi Shmuel Mitzvah Chatzos Ma'akev? I mean, we know that's not the case, because Hatana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, V'hanishar B'dam Yimatzeh. Now, it says over here, what is left over of the blood shall be squeezed out. Says Rabbi Yishmael, yeah. Nishar Yimatzeh. If something's left over. She'eino Nishar, but if there's nothing left over, if when you did the Azor from the body, you ended up taking out all the Dama Nefesh. So then, no Yimatzeh, it's a big deal. So you don't do Mitzvah. Now, this is clearly saying that it's not Ma'akeh. You say, well, you know, if you don't do it, so you don't do it. And it's Rabbi Yechimi Shmuel. So how can we say the Machlokas Rabbi Yechimi Rabbi Shmuel is benogea the question of whether Shirayim are Ma'akvim when it comes to Mitzvah of the Chatasol? Answers the Gemara, Tresa, no, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. It's actually, there are in fact two brises, one that reports the Machlokas Rabbi Yechimi Rabbi Shmuel in the wording of that original Kal Vachomer of Boim Lechaper, and the other that is a different Shita. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. We often find this. In the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shmuel, there were many, many brises. And there's a Tana, the Ali of Rabbi Shmuel, who understood this sugya to be this way. Omar Rami Bar Kama says, well, I just want you to know, I mean, you're sort of taking for granted that everybody that we meet over here, whether it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, holds the Shirayim or not Ma'akvim. But don't think there's not a Tana that holds Shirayim or Ma'akvim. There is a Tana that holds Shirayim or Ma'akvim when it comes to the Chatzot HaPanimiyot. And I'll show you. I Tana, the following Tana, I don't know who he is, but it's definitely whoever wrote this brisa, apparently holds the Shirayim or Ma'akvim, because look, it says, Tanya Kohena Mechate Ota. Now this is the general, this is by Zot Torah Tachatat. So it says over there, that the Kohen HaMechate Ota, he's the Kohen that's supposed to be eating the Chatas. Now what does that say, Ota? Ota is always a meal. Ota means doctor that one. So you say, Kohen HaMechate, Yochleno, I mean, whoever does the Avodah of the Chatas, he should be eating it. Ah, so Ota means, according to this brisa, only if it was handled properly, meaning, Ota Shnitan Dama Lema'ala, Velo Ota Shnitan Dama Lemata. If you'll take the Korban Chatas, and you'll put the Dam of the Korban Chatas beneath the midway mark on the Mizbeach, which was called the Chut HaTikra, which was a red line that defined the difference between Damima Elyonim and Damima Tachtonim, blood that was put on the upper half of the Mizbeach versus blood that's put on the lower half of the Mizbeach.
An actual line.
Yes, it's an actual line. I mean, it's drawn by laser, but it's an actual line. You can't look at it directly. So, the
and that was red?
Yeah.
The same color as...
No. They put it into the bricks or something? Maybe?
With the laser? Yeah, it's secret. So, the question over here is, so far this doesn't prove anything. All it's saying is that the Dam of Chatas that was put, Lamata on the Mizbeah, is not going to be Machatas. Now, we ask on this, V'chimei Ayin Bata, where are you coming from that you need to tell me over here to postulate it? Why would I have thought it's kosher? I mean, you didn't do the dam at all the way it was supposed to be done. You took all four of the matronas, you put them down. Why would I think it's kosher that I need an ota to tell me that it's not kosher? I thought we had learned earlier that if you change any of the dam of the chatas, That is my portion. So there's got to be a marker. Ah, so you were thinking, because it says like this, V'dam zivachecha yishafed amizbach Hashem alokecha v'habasar telcha. So the blood shall be poured out, and note the passive voice, and then eat the meat. What does that teach us? Since that teaches us that lamadnu l'nitanim b'matan arba, she'im natanan b'matana akat kiper, remember that we learned that earlier in the Masechta, that if even one of the nitzinas adam of akatas chitzena reaches the mizbeach alibet beis hillel, as long as it's al mizbeach Hashem alokecha, so fine. So im nasa b'matana akat kiper. Now, you might think that that means, by extension, that the Torah is also not makbid as to where on the Mizbeach you would put it. So, yokal afa nitanim lamala shenatanam lamata kiper. And after all, we really could arrive at these conclusions with our own seichel, not only looking at Tzurkim. I mean, v'dinu, isn't it as far as to say that nemru damim lamata, v'nemru damim lamala. Now, we found that the Torah discusses dam that needs to be put lemala on the mizbeach, which is by the katas, and we find dam that needs to be put on the upper part of the mizbeach, which is the yaelon.
So just on purpose.
Yes, because we're going to be learning that out in the opposite direction. So ma damim, therefore ma damim ha'amurim lamata, just like we find by the damim ha'amurim lamata. So in the same way that if you take dam and you put it, that dam that was meant to be lemata, which is now, you take the dam of an oila, you put it lemala. Remember that the klal is, the oilas, remember I gave you a simple way to remember which dam goes where? An oilas ha'oif, the word oila means go up, and an oif flies up. So an oilas ha'oif is up. From there, everything else is backwards. The Olas Ha'of is up, but the Chatas Ha'of is down. But that means the Chatas, not of the Olas, the Chatas Behema is up, the Olas Behema is down. Okay? So once you know, once you remember Olas Ha'of is up, you know everything else, because everything else is backwards. Whether it's backwards in terms of the Behema versus Olas, or whether it's backwards in terms of Chatas versus Olas. So by remembering that, you remember everything, okay? So now, just like the Dam, that is Amurim Lemata. Now, Dam Amurim Lemata includes the Chatas, all of the when we're talking about the normal Oila, meaning an Oilas Behema, that goes down, or if you're talking about the Chatas Ha'of, the Oilas Behema, right, goes down, and the Chatas Ha'of, yeah, also goes down. And in those cases, if you put them lemala, if you change it, lo kiper, and that we learn out from a pasuk later on, so abda mim ha'murim lemala, you could make the same svara, and you could say, okay, so blood that's supposed to be put lemala, in natan lemata lo kiper, if you changed it around, and you put it lemata, such as the dam of the chatas, it would not be mechaper. So I don't need any psukim, no? I mean, it follows logically. Once the Torah tells me one of these dinim, why wouldn't it be the other way around? Says the Gemara. Well, why? I'll tell you very simply. Because lo im amrit binitanim lemata, shenatanan lemala, she'ein sofan lemala. Well, of course, if you took dam that was meant to be put on the bottom of his bath, such as an oilas behema, and you turn it around and you put it now on the top of his bath, well, I got news for you. Your problem is gravity. Because normally when you put dam and on top of the mizbeach, it goes down onto the mizbeach, and then it flows out through the little holes that they had along the yesod. So obviously I'm going to switch it around. I'm going to take now something which is meant to be put on the bottom, and I go and I put it on top. That's not makaper, because it's not supposed to be on top. It's supposed to be on the bottom. But if I took down that's supposed to be on top, and I put it on the bottom, I mean, the reason that might be kosher is because she came so far in Lamata. I mean, that blood anyway is meant to get eventually to the bottom. So maybe I put it directly on the bottom. Maybe it's kosher. So how do you derive one from the other? I don't understand.
It never reaches the top.
Right.
It yeah, never reaches the top, but it's in a place where it's meant ultimately to get there. Dham that's meant to be on top nonetheless always has a component on the bottom. But Dham that's meant to be on the bottom does not have a component on top. So if I take the Dham that's meant to be on top and put it on the bottom, so I'm being Mekayim, the component that was always meant to be there. So I didn't do the whole thing. But if I turn it around, then it means I'm putting it where it doesn't belong to Klal. So it may be there's a big difference between them. It makes much more sense to say that something that goes to where it doesn't matter. But I didn't put it anywhere where it was supposed to be. Where I put it on the bottom, I put it where it's supposed to be anyway. Here I didn't. We're not interested where it lands up. We're interested where I have to put it. So therefore, I would say that since Sofa Lamata, it will be kosher. Well, why would I have thought that? Because how about Dham HaPnimi? Okay? You can prove that that logic isn't true. HaPnimi and Yochifu. Sheyeshvim Karev Bachutz. You can have Dham that is meant to be put in the outside, namely the Shemayim. They have to be put on the outside, and the Mizbeach on the outside. If I would take the Dham that I'm supposed to put on the Mizbeach inside, and say, well, I mean, after all, whatever was left of this Dham ends up outside, so why not just throw it outside in the first place? I mean, people would giggle all the way, what are you, crazy? That's the whole point, is you have to do the Matana inside. Who cares if they had been left over anyway, they would have been going out to the Yesod outside. But what kind of argument is that? In nothing, the Tchila B'chutz lo kipher? So why would you think over here is different? No, continues the Brisa. Lo imamir v'damim apnimim. Wait a minute. The Dham apnimi is a completely different issue. Because there, ein mizbeach apnimi mimarkan. You have not really done what you needed to do simply by putting it on the mizbeach apnimi. And that sounds like it's saying that you absolutely must get it to the Mizbeach HaKitzon, because otherwise you're not going to be Memarek Adam and it won't be Mechaper, right? That's what it sounds like. And this, of course, is going to be our Raya, that the Tana holds that there is an Ikuva on this Dham. This is going to be his Raya. Right now we don't know what it means, right? But whatever it means, the Brisa continues on and says, well, you can't bring a Raya from over there because there was always something missing from Dham that was just put bifnim. Oh, really? Masha'in came when it comes to the Dhamim which are brought over here on the Mizbeach HaKitzon, Tomar Be'elyonim, Sharei Kronot, V'Markot Otan. I mean, it's a big difference. If those bloods that were meant to be put, such as the Chatos, HaBe'ema, was meant to be put L'mala, that would have been the whole thing. And therefore, since the Mizbeach handled this Dham, and the Dham was meant to come L'mata, so maybe indeed, Im Natnan L'matak Sherim. And therefore, this explains why we needed that pasuk otar. Talmud Lomar otar, only if the Kohen did it properly, otar shenitan damim lamala, veno shenitan damim lamata. Now all of this was the Brisa. Comes along now, the Gemara, to say, now, says Rami Bar Kama, I want to explain this Brisa to you, okay? All of this Brisa was to show that there's got to be a reason for otar, we wouldn't have been able to derive it logically. Because I would have thought now, without otah, that you would be mechaper even if you didn't put it in the right place. Okay, now let me ask you, what did he mean when he said, my quote, she'im mizbeach apnimi mimarkan, unquote. What did he mean with those words? That the mizbeach apnimi doesn't do the complete job on that dham. It can only mean lav ve'ela shirayim. What it's telling you is, since the dummies that are brought inside, well, I mean, you're in the middle of the kapora, so what are you going to tell me that ultimately they end up outside? I mean, you're still in the middle of doing what you need to do because you absolutely have to put the shirayim outside. Isn't that what it means? So you see that he must hold that shirayim are ma'akvi. Says, Robert, what are you talking about? If your explanation is right, you've just disproved yourself. Okay? It's, you're saying the opposite. Logically. Don't you see? Because Ihaki, if you're going to tell me what you think it means, you claim it means that the Dham has to be put outside. So it's even a bigger kavachomer, for God's sake. If the Shirayim Apnimiyim which are so from Chova Bachutz. It's not stand that they maybe will come down Bachutz, like say, the Domim Elyonim, maybe there'll be enough that they'll come down to the bottom of the business. I mean, over here you have to put them. You're claiming, not that you're claiming. You have to put the Shirayim Bachutz. And nonetheless, if you would put them Bachutz Chatzila, it wouldn't be any good. No. So Kol Shekein Hanitanim Lamala She'ein Sofan Chova Lamata. You don't absolutely have to put the Dam Lamala Lamata. So over there, you're going to tell me that if you put them L'chatzila Lamata, it's going to be Mechapen Adishalon Keeper. You're talking backwards. Remember, the Tana and the Bright was trying to prove from the Damim Achitzoniim. So he was coming to the Damim Apnimiim, that you will put them Bachutz. You say, well, look, over there, the Damim Apnimiim that you put them Bachutz are certainly not going to be Mechapen. So that shows you that the same thing would be true. Lagabe the Damim Elyonim, even though they were so from the mountain, to which you respond, no, come on, you can't bring a riot from there. I mean, after all, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not Mamarik the Dam. And maybe that's why it doesn't help to put it on the outside. Just the opposite! If the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not Mamarik the Dam, and you claim that that means that it must have Shmicha Shirayim Liyasod, then there's even a bigger reason to say that if I would put it on Mizbeach HaTisa, where it has to be anyway, not just could be, has to be anyway. Nonetheless, it's not Machaper. No. So Kosher Kei Damim Elyon, which doesn't have to be Lamata, for sure it's not going to be Machaper. You're trying to say, no, we need a Pesach to tell me it's not Machaper. I don't understand your logic. How could you think that that's what it meant? Obviously that's not what it meant. I'll tell you what the Tana was referring to. What he was referring to, Ela, what he was saying, quote, Ein Mizbeach HaPnimi Memarkan, unquote. It's a completely different idea. What he meant to say was, "Ein mizbeach apnimi mimarkan bilvad ela parochas." He's saying, "Look, the point over there is that since the dam that is given bifnim, it doesn't even suffice to put it on the mizbeach bifnim. It requires this magical new matzana that has to be put on the parochas." So, I mean, there it makes sense to say that it has to be inside. How are you going to change that around? It's got this whole special chumrah that it's got some kind of connection to various elements inside. It's not just purely a mizbeach issue. So how can you use that to prove that something which is purely a mizbeach issue, if it's at a different place the mizbeach was going to come anyway, how can you use that to prove it's not ma'ak? I mean, that's why we need the pasuk otah. Now that makes sense, but the way you are learning it makes no sense at all. Therefore, we have not proven from this price of Rami Bar Chama's contention that Shirayim Ramakim. Tana Rabbanan, okay. But, I mean, there definitely is such a thing because I think it says Machlokas, we had this Machlokas earlier. How do we understand the pasuk V'chila Michaperes HaKodesh? And we had now a Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva says the meaning of chila mechaperes hakodesh is im kiper kila, vim lo kiper lo kila. If you were mechaper al hakodesh as I just defined it, namely to do the matonis bein avadim and on the parochas and on the mizbeach hazahav, so then you did whatever you needed to do, and you don't have to worry about anything else. And we don't know what this means yet. But if you were mechaper as per the above, then kila, then you did your job. But if you didn't do it, if you didn't do it as per the description above, lo kila. So says Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Why don't we say it the other way around? Mipnei ma lo nomar. Why don't you say it by putting it this way? In kila, v'chila mikaperes hakodesh. If you did every last bit as above, then you were mikaperes hakodesh. And not only that, perhaps the chila means if you did every last bit, even things that I didn't quite mention above, maybe that would include Shveta Shirayim, then you were Mechaper Sakadesh. At least that's what it sounds like he's saying. So we should say im chila kiper, im lo chila lo kiper. And that would tell me im chiser achat mikol matanot lo asav lo kuna. If anything is missing, then the whole thing is no good. Now, I mean, that makes sense according to both language, right? In other words, im kiper, if you were mechaper as per above kila, then you did your job. Or im kila, if you did the whole thing as required, then kiper. I mean, so what's the difference between them? My binayu, and here we come to the crux of our issue. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi argue about what is the difference between the way Rabbi Akiva puts it and the way Rabbi Yehuda puts it. So one says, Chad amar mashma'ut dorshini kebenayo. There is no significant difference between them. It's a question of how to phrase it. And Rabbi Yehuda is upset with the way that Rabbi Akiva said it, because he said, if you tell that to us, then you're not telling us what the halacha is as clearly as I am. Because you're saying im kiper tila. But what does it mean to be im kiper? You're not saying. Maybe im kiper means to put one matzon out of the 43 matzonos, like it does by the katarot hachitzoniot. But the way I'm putting it is, im kila, you did every last thing kiper. That's the way to say it. And that tells you that even matzon out of memakim, the way you said it is just a weakling statement. Im kiper, which is sort of vague, whatever that means, which you're claiming it means if you did everything which is above. But that's what the word means. So it's much nicer to darshan it the way I darshan it. I agree with you. La halacha, every single matzon is ma'akim. That's one shita. But there's another shita. The other shita says, no, there's a big difference between them. The difference between them, b'chadam, are shiraim ma'akvim ikavinayim. The difference is whether the shiraim are ma'akvim. If you read it in kiper kilav, so you say, if you did all of the kaporas as above, and these were the kaporas, only the dam and the mizbech ha'pnimi and the parok, those are the kaporas, the kaporas. So then, you did enough. Kila, you did your job. Very good. But you didn't do the rest of your job, such as the Shvita Shirayim. That's okay. You were Mechala, you did what you, the essential thing you did, and Yom Kippur, you were taken care of. But the way I'm saying it is, Rabbi Yehuda, no, wait a minute. The right way to look at it is, in Kila, if you do every last mitzvah, including Shvita Shirayim, then keep fair. But if you don't do every last mitzvah, you work Mechala, completely the dumb, and finished by throwing the shirayim and lo kiper. Therefore, I say shirayim are ma'akvin. Now, according to this man, the Amar, there is a sheet that are all shirayim are ma'akvin, and it's refuted. So there. Now we don't know which one is which. I mean, we don't know whether it was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi or whether it was Rabbi Yochanan who said that one of these tanoim that who said that Rabbi Yehuda was saying that shirayim are ma'akvin. Says the Gemara, well, I can figure it out. I'll figure it out which one. You said one said this, one said that. I'll tell you who said what. To Stein, the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. It's got to be Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who was the one who said that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether Shirayim or Ma'akvin. How do I know that? Because, look, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says elsewhere, L'divrei ha'omer Shirayim Ma'akvin, according to the Ma'adi Omar who holds that Shirayim are absolutely necessary, then if your blood got lost on Yom Kippur, something happened to it, spilled out. So then you'd have to, normally if the blood is lost, you start from where you left off. So suppose you bring another carbon, you start from where you left off. Now, if your old Shirayim Rama Akram says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, you got a problem. Because they're not Shirayim if you start from where you left off. What makes them Shirayim? So you're going to have to start with at least one group of matronites before you have shirayim. So if, and that's the big difference between them, if you have shirayim and ma'akim, then you'll have to start with them, which is the last group, you know, outside of l'tnai v'l'tnai. You start on the, and then you go and then you use the shirayim bachutz. So you see from there, because it says, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, the Divrei HaOmer Shirayim Ma'akvim may be par acher u'matchil b'tchila b'fnim. So according to him, you have to create Shirayim. Aha! So, apparently, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the man of the Amar who holds that there's a Shita that says Shirayim Ma'akvim, which is undoubtedly Rabbi Yehuda over here. And now, I'm a genius. You said you don't know who said what. I do. I just proved this. It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Must have been the one that was analyzing the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel as revolving around the issue whether Shirayim Rama Akvin. See? Says Gemara, no. No, see. Because Rabbi Yochanan uses the exact same language elsewhere, genius. The author Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, I swear, what you tell me, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say exactly those same words. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tana, Rabbi Nechemia, we had before, Rabbi Nechemia, who said that you're chayev if you're makrif shiore adam b'chutz. How can you be chayav your makom shiur adam b'chutz if the dam is just leftovers? Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, this Rabbi Yechenia holds kidivrei ha'ana shirayim ha'akvi. So now it's going to turn out that the two people, now one was saying this, one was saying that, we're both saying the same thing. He's saying, since Rabbi Yechenia Levi says, according to the Bar Yomar, holds shirayim ha'akvi, and since Rabbi Yochanan also says, there is Rabbi Mashita that holds shirayim ha'akvi, which Rabbi Yechenia is going according to, so who said which and who said what? Ella, I mean, obviously, the fact that someone says something at one point has nothing to do with their analysis of this particular machlokas. I don't know who said what in this particular machlokas. Both Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rabbi Akiva agree there is somebody who says, wait a minute, if you're doing that, you might as well give the whole speech. There is Rabbi Shai, it's Rabbi Shredesh, you know what you have to say. Just hold on 1 second over here. Sit down, let us enjoy your presence a little. Okay, fine. So the meaning, therefore, of saying that there is a shita that holds shirayim ha'akvi, yes. Ladiv Ella, what are you going to explain to me? Kidivrei ha'omer, according to he who says, but I mean lav lahani tanai, it doesn't mean it's these particular tanayim, the Rabbi Akiva argument with Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So maybe that's what it means by Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Maybe Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was saying kidivrei ha'omer. But I certainly never meant to say that it's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So you've gotten us absolutely nowhere. You brought us a raya that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi holds that there exists a tzad of such shirayim ha'akvi. So what? Big deal. Rabbi Yochanan also holds there's such a tana. We're still left with not being able to decide which one thought that was the machlokas between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda. For that matter, neither of them could have, except for the fact that we know that one did. But just because I identify a Tana somewhere, doesn't mean it's got to be reviewed.